and welcome to our podcast, the Watsons Podcast, here from Zambia, Lusaka.
Yeah, we are very keen to be keeping you updated on what God is doing here in Zambia. And we, you know, there's so many things that we write about in our newsletters, which I'm hoping is blessing you as you're reading it. But there's also a whole bunch of things that we can't include in our newsletters. And we just think that a podcast like this is going to be just a more informal way of keeping you updated.
Yeah, we used to do the videos, but the amount of time that it takes for us to edit the videos and so on has just become nearly impossible for us to keep it up. And we know that it was very useful to many of you and you were very encouraged by the videos. So we would like to find a different way that we could keep you updated in a sort of relaxed way and just have a chit chat. So hopefully you got a cup of coffee or you're busy with something, you can be listening to us while you're busy with things. Yeah. And we'll let you know what's been going on here in the Watsons world here in Zambia.
Yeah, it might even be that you're driving, and that's one of the reasons why I think this is a cool way to keep you updated.
Yeah.
It's because you can be doing something else, gardening or driving or whatever the activity, running.
Cooking.
And still be listening to these updates. Without any further ado, why don't we just get straight into it?
Yeah.
This is the 2024.
January. We're out of January
already.
Yeah,
January is behind us.
We're in February, so
time is galloping on. And we've been here in Zambia for a full year.
Yeah.
We arrived here in 2023 on January 18th, and God has been really, really good to us. The past year.
It's strange how it feels like it's been so much longer than just 1 year, but at the same time, it feels like just yesterday that we arrived here. So it's like the time has flown. God has done a lot through this time that we've been here, and we've seen God at work, and it's been so rewarding looking back over this past year and just seeing that God has been at work, even though sometimes it feels like, you know, you're gonna go slow and nothing's happening, but then God just...
Renee, the most exciting thing that for 2024,
the children's ministry. I think definitely by far it's the most exciting thing. We started this year, so the year started off with a bang, and we've got a new contract. We didn't have a choice. We had to have a new contract with Golden Peacock, which is the hotel where the church is meeting every Sunday. But they said that this year we needed to have a new contract, and they were bringing the price up. And Michael did some negotiating and also negotiated in for us for the increase in price, also to have another venue for the children's ministry. And this all happened very quickly, actually, because within a week, I would say, before the end of last year, we suddenly realized, now that we've got a new venue and the contract has been signed, we actually need to have a whole syllabus for the kids, you know, not just a 5 to 10 minute slot, which I didn't have to do much thinking about it.
So let's talk about that 5 to 10 minute slot, which we were doing last year.
Yes, yes.
And you were thrown into the deep end with that 5 to 10 minute slot, weren't you, when you first came here?
That's absolutely correct, yes. I thought the first day when we arrived at the church, Pastor Paul Kayumba was standing up and he in front, and he said, "They're so happy to have Michael and Renee here to help, and Renee's going to be taking over the children's ministry." And I was like, "What?" Mm-hmm. So it was the first I was hearing about it.
And I had to coax you to get into that, because you weren't very keen.
I was not very keen because I felt out of my depth. I really felt that it wasn't something that I had experience with. My only experience was teaching at Tokai Community Church, teaching one class, grade 5 to 7s, and I was given all the curriculum and told what to teach, and I had people supporting, and it was just one age group. And here we're in a church with, I would say at that stage, there were maybe 10 children, all between the ages of like 2 or 3 up to 14. So it was very intimidating, and we didn't have a venue. And I was like, how do you do a children's ministry with no separate venue and all these mixed age groups, you know, you can't do age appropriate teaching. So I was quite intimidated by the idea.
Did.
Yes, because
you did.
With your suggestions and also the reminder of at Tokai Community Church, they used to, during COVID, do the 5-10 minute slot in church. And it was generally just, and they'd give the kids worksheets. And then we thought that could be a way to do it. And I needed to just know what the pastor was going to preach and it would be appropriate for that. And then it was the whole thing of how do I make a worksheet that's age appropriate? And then we were looking at just a coloring sheet for those who can't read or write. And then a worksheet with questions and things about the passage that the pastor was preaching. So, yeah.
Sure. And that was the challenge of 2023.
Yes.
Which you handled like a star.
Yeah. God helped me.
Indeed.
And you.
Yeah. But now the challenge of 2024 you've just described as a new challenge, right?
Yeah. It wasn't a 5-10 minutes. Now we've got a 40-minute time slot with the kids. And it's all about how do you keep them busy for that amount of time. And it doesn't have to be in the same curriculum that the pastor is preaching. You actually have to find something else that can actually be progressive through the year. And we were recommended the Mustard Seeds curriculum, which is the same thing that our home church is using as well. And the Bishop Martin Morrison recommended that that might be a good thing to look at, which I did. And through God's provision, we were able to sign up for a one year.
Subscription.
There we go. Thank you. Subscription for 1 year to this program where I can download as many as 40 lessons in a month. So it's going to be able to, I'll be able to in this year prepare for the next 4 years of children's ministry curriculum.
So you mean in this year you can download.
I can download 4 years worth. Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they have different age groups from toddlers all the way to youth ministry.
So Mustard Seeds has taken away the pressure from you to have to prepare the content.
Yes.
In the sense of
put it together. Curriculum.
Prepare
yes.
the curriculum. Yeah. But you still have to do some preparation for that content,
yes.
Right?
No, there's a lot of preparation that still needs to go in because the content just gives the teacher introductory ideas, application ideas and things like that, and you know what the passage is and you know what the big idea and the aim is of the message, but you still need to construct it together into a lesson. So that's the one challenge, is not challenge, it's the one part that can take some time, is just preparing the lessons, and it is a full week's work, you know. I mean, I don't mean like every single day, whole day, but I need to start from Monday already reading through the passage and reflecting myself so God can work in my own heart with that passage. And then, you know, eventually get to the lesson part itself. And then the materials, printing and all those kind of things, and coming up with the little craft ideas and things like that. So it's very exciting. But I'm not doing this alone.
You're not doing it alone. You've
yes,
got a team?
Yes, we have a team, yes. So it's me and Mr. Ngoma and Mr. Mulenga. And we are the three teachers. And then there's some others in the church who are assisting. Pastor Kayumba's two daughters and another young lady in our church, Sister Margaret. And then also Sister Dinas, who's Pastor Paul's or Mr. Paul Ngoma's wife. So we are the team, and we basically I'm still working on it because they don't have experience with children's ministry and my experience is also limited, but we are doing the Growing Young Disciples course for training young to do children's ministry.
What is the Growing Young Disciples course?
Okay, so Bishop Martin Morrison made it possible for ourselves, myself, Mr. Paul Ngoma and Mr. Mulenga, Felix Mulenga, to participate and be trained through the Growing Young Disciples training course for children's ministry. They are a UK-based ministry, I think with TNT, which is, I think, teaching and training, if I remember correctly. And they have this academy called Growing Young Disciples, where they have a 3-year training program for children's ministry. And the Reach denomination does see this as a valid training for children's ministry and youth ministry. So we've been very blessed by the opportunity that has been given to us to be part of this Growing Young Disciples training. And it's an online training, so it's every Monday. And we basically are now in our second term of the first year, and there are 3 years. So we're being trained through that, and we found that to be helpful. But there's also, furthermore, I have experience with teaching this kind of material from Mustard Seed's curriculum, but Mr. Paul Ngoma and Mr. Felix Mulenga don't have any experience from that. So I still also want to be a good mentor or teacher for them, to help them to grasp the best way to use the material and to prepare their lessons well. You can just pray for God to give me wisdom and to know. I've never done this before, yeah. So it sounds
like you need prayer.
Yes.
It sounds like your team needs prayer.
Yes.
Because this is a new thing. I mean, we've just started now in January. I think we've only had 4 Sundays, not even 4, is it?
No, the fourth one is, yeah, we had 4.
We've had 4 Sundays where the kids have gone out for their own program.
Yeah.
Have more kids come?
Yeah, oh my word. This last Sunday, we ended up having another extra, I think, 5 or 6, maybe even more, I don't know, 6 children that joined the Sunday school service. And yeah. It was very exciting. I had a moment of panic thinking I don't have enough printed worksheets and things like that, but it all worked out and I had exactly enough for everybody.
Yeah.
So God was good.
Yeah, and when we stopped to pick up the people from Ngombe, where we normally pick up a family, they had invited a whole
all their neighbors.
And our vehicle, Abraham, was loaded to the maximum capacity. I don't think there was another space to squeeze.
The whole back was full. And then inside the cab, we had like 9 people inside the cab. You know, the double cab in the front.
Kids and adults, yeah. So it was an Africa style of loading people onto vehicles. And they were very happy and comfortable. And also for the lift to get to church. But that just meant that the kids... church was full.
Yeah.
And this is a blessing. We really thank God for this, because we really see that kids ministry is so crucial.
Yeah.
Here in Zambia, because it is so neglected by most other churches.
Yeah.
And Paul Kayumba, our pastor, he has a heart. For kids ministry. His desire is to grow a very, very strong kids ministry program here in Zambia. He wants Reach Zambia to be known for a good children's ministry program. And so we thank God for the way that that is developed. So please pray for us, pray for the kids, pray for the team of teachers, and pray for Renee as she continues to teach them. I think it's also important just to mention that we are grateful for God's provision here, because the Mustard Seeds content, which Renee spoke of earlier on, was very expensive for that subscription, which she mentioned. And we were able to pay for that thanks to a very generous donation, which was made into our personal account. And we have obviously been able to use that to purchase the subscription. And then also we're very grateful to Martin Morrison and others who've made it possible to pay for the tuition for Renee and Felix and Paul Ngoma on the GYD program. Mm. So really, really grateful. God has provided and opened doors, and we're excited about this.
Yeah, not to single out one person who's donated, because actually every type of ministry that we're involved with is thanks to those of you who are supporting us. And I'm just thinking of also the discipleship ministry. We go out 2-3 days of the week to meet with people one-on-one, and oftentimes it's over a meal from at the Hungry Lion. And it's so there are fuel costs, there are food costs, and all those things which are being covered, and we can be a blessing to these people that we are ministering to, you know, just because of those of you who are supporting us financially, but also who are praying for us. So we just, I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, super grateful, yeah, to all of you who give. And no donation is too small.
No, that's it.
Every little bit counts.
And the thing is, you're part of our team.
Yes.
You know, it's, we see that.
And so thank you. Thank you for those who are giving financially. Thank you for those who are praying. Really, really grateful. Now, Paul Ngoma and Felix Mulenga are two of the leaders of our church who are being trained.
Yeah.
Right? But when we came here, there wasn't just two, there was four.
Yeah.
Right? So Paul and Felix are being trained with GYD for kids ministry, kids and youth ministry. But then there's also Rasford and Titus.
Yeah, you're going to have to share about that, because that's quite an adventure, that one.
Where are they?
Don't ask me. You tell us where are they. Tell us.
Yeah, well, I think if you've read our previous newsletter, you will know that Rasford and Titus are in Cape Town at George Whitfield College, studying a degree in theology. And we are really, really so excited, because it's another way in which God has opened massive doors and provided so that these two men can be down in Cape Town studying theology.
That was quite an adventure of faith, right?
It was an adventure of faith. Really, it was, because we had to find not only tuition fees and accommodation and travel fees and then all the visa costs and complications. And then our first visa application for both of these men was denied.
Yeah.
And it left us to first of all, we had an option to appeal the decision to deny the visas, but we're told that that appeal decision can take up to 6 months. And then they wouldn't have been able to get to college this year. So we decided the best thing to do is actually to make a new visa application, which we did, and handed that in. And then we were told to come back in 2 weeks' time. In 2 weeks' time, we went back to go and see if their visa was ready. And they hadn't even started processing.
Yeah.
And they were closing down for Christmas break. And they said, come back in January. And like, well, these guys need to travel in January.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it actually ended up that in the last week, just before they were to depart, they received news that their visas had been approved, which was a big relief. And so we're excited for both of them right now in George Whitfield College.
This was really God's doing, because even last year when we had spoken to the college about bursaries, they said there was bursary for one of the students. And we were trying to get at least two of them. It would be better for them to go together. So we wanted the two of them to go. So we discussed and chatted and tried to see if we could find a means for both of them to go. And then the college let us know that, yes, there is bursaries for two, if we can put the applications in, which we did. And the applications went in and there was bursaries for both of them. So that was already a big win. And then the other thing was, when we got the visas, what happened with the transport?
Well, transport, we had to find funding to actually get them to Cape Town. And initially, there was a donor from one of our supporting churches who gave some money, but it wasn't even enough to get both of them on a bus to Cape Town. So we had to raise more. God, through his generous people, provided. After we put a notice up on one of our prayer groups asking people to pray, the response was amazing. And within, what was it? 2 hours.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours. The same morning, right? Yeah, it was the same morning.
People had given to such an extent that we had enough to buy a ticket, air ticket, for both of these guys to Cape Town.
Yeah, but the thing is also that I'd been trying to get them a direct flight from Lusaka to Cape Town, and there are direct flights.
Yeah.
But the direct flights were going for about 8,000 some change each. Yeah, and so I thought, well, we can't afford those, but we
that's double the price.
That
right?
was yeah, double the price, because the other one was like 4,400 or something like that for the ticket, and then that would be via Joburg, so they would have a layover of about 4 hours in Joburg, and then they would catch another flight. But it just meant the whole day on Saturday they would be flying. So from 8 o'clock all the way, they'd arrive there at like 1600.
Yeah, it's a connecting flight.
Yeah. I mean, so
people are familiar with that.
Yeah. But then
Rashford and Titus are not familiar with that.
No.
They've never flown before. They don't know what an airport is.
Exactly. So there was a whole bunch of things. And, you know, you just think of the dangers and, you know, Zambians that don't know South Africa.
Airports and how to find the connecting flights.
Yeah. So we were just, we had our concerns, but, you know, we were happy that they were at least on a flight. And then the Friday evening, they were called by ProFlight, which is the airline, and they were told, would you mind if we put you on the direct flight?
Wow.
So they were 3 hours later, they were in Cape Town. So 8 till 11, and then they were in Cape Town. So that was amazing.
Direct flight. Yeah, God provided. It was awesome.
Provision that helps them also to settle in well in Cape
Town. It does. But I think, I say but, maybe I should rather say and. What we need to also not only thank God for, but pray for Titus and Rashford, is that they're going to be able to handle this pressure, the academic pressure. I think the way God opened doors and the flights and provided for everything has been a great encouragement to both Titus and Rashford. The encouragement that God is with them, that God is providing, God is opening doors.
Yeah,
because the year ahead for them is going to be tough. The rigorous academic pressure that's going to be upon them, which they're not 100% used to, it's going to put a lot of strain on them.
And I think also additional strain is the wives that are not there.
Yes, their families. Both of them are family men.
Yeah.
Both of them married. Both of them have children.
Yeah.
Who are left behind. Titus has a young family. And he has a 3-year-old boy, and it's his only child. And Rashford has 5 children.
Yeah.
2 of them are still in secondary school, and his wife is working here in Lusaka.
Whereas so, probably most concerned about Titus
because his boy is so young.
Yes. Rashford's children are mostly grown, so they are not as needy or dependent on having their dad at home.
But it does put a lot of pressure on Rashford. He's a family man with a big family, and so there's lots of decisions and weight upon his shoulders as the head of the home to provide. So that kind of family load and responsibility that's so far away from him, while he's also under a intense academic study, it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
So we need to keep on praying.
Yeah.
And can I please ask you guys listening to also please pray for Rashford, pray for Titus, that God will protect and provide for their families, and also give both these men, Rashford and Titus, the strength to face this pressure and do well with the academics, and to grow as servants of God, being trained for the ministry, and at the same time being able to have this long distance relationship with their families and still fulfill whatever responsibilities they can. So pray for Rashford and Titus. We're so grateful for what God is doing.
And they're going to be placed with, one of them will be placed with our home church, mm-hmm. Takai Community Church, and the other one is student placement with St. Mark's. So it's both of those are our partner churches in South Africa, and so we're very excited for that. Yeah, I think we've said a lot. There's a lot of food for thought and prayer.
Yeah, so thank you so much for spending this time with us. And we're not really sure when we'll put out a new podcast. Maybe it'll be in a month's time, towards the end of the month, or we might even do something every week. We will see. I mean, just keep checking on the podcast. You'll see when an update comes up.
Yeah.
Whenever there's something to talk about, I think this is a cool and easy way for us to talk about it and keep you informed, and also have you praying informed prayers.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, and thanks for praying for us and supporting us on this journey. We love you lots, and may God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.